Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring up pearls of tech wisdom. I'm Alex, your guide to the complexities of the tech world.
And I'm Jamie, your voice of curiosity and wonder, always ready to ask, but why does it matter? Glad you're joining us today.
Today's episode is titled Blockchain and the Next Open Tech Frontier. We're journeying from the familiar shores of blockchain all the way to the mysterious lands of quantum computing.
And I brought my digital shovel because I heard we're digging deep into these topics.
That's the spirit, Jamie. Let's start with blockchain. It's not just about Bitcoin anymore. Blockchain technology is a distributed ledger that's transparent, immutable, and most importantly, trustless.
Trustless, so it has trust issues?
Not exactly. It means you don't need to trust a central authority. Everything is verified by math and protocol. It's the bedrock of digital trust.
Got it. And then there are smart contracts, right?
Exactly. Think of smart contracts as vending machines. You put something in, like cryptocurrency, and it automatically gives you something back, like a digital asset, without needing a middleman.
A vending machine for the digital age. Neat. But what's this about Viper and Python?
Ah, that's for the developers out there. While Ethereum smart contracts are often written in Solidity, Viper offers a Python-like alternative. It's simpler and less error-prone, making it easier for newcomers to jump in.
I love anything that makes tech more accessible. But moving on, what's this Web3 I keep hearing about?
Web3 is the next evolution of the internet, where users own and control their data through blockchain. It's a shift from big corporations holding power to individuals wielding more control.
Power to the people. And cryptocurrencies play a big role here, right?
Yes, they fuel the decentralized applications on Web3, from acting as digital cash to enabling governance through tokens.
Speaking of fuel, let's shift gears to the metaverse. Is it just a buzzword?
Far from it. The metaverse is an immersive digital world with its own economies. Blockchain and cryptocurrencies are vital here, making digital assets like land or avatars tradable and ownable.
So I could buy a virtual island and become a digital landlord. Sign me up.
Definitely an option. Now, augmented and virtual reality are the interfaces for Web3, bringing these digital experiences to life.
I'm ready to overlay some NFT art in my living room.
And you should. But let's not forget about quantum computing. It's the future, but also a potential threat to blockchain security.
Quantum computing? Sounds like sci-fi.
It does, but it's real. Quantum computers could break current cryptography, so there's a race to develop quantum-resistant algorithms.
A race against time and tech. Fascinating.
Lastly, none of this innovation would be possible without open source. It's the cultural glue binding all these technologies, ensuring they're transparent and collaborative.
Open source for the win. Well, it looks like we've covered our digital map today.
Indeed, we did. From blockchain to quantum computing, it's clear that these technologies aren't just siloed buzzwords, but interconnected threads of a larger digital tapestry.
And what a colorful tapestry it is. Thanks for guiding us through it, Alex.
Always a pleasure. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world.
Until next time, keep your tech curiosity strong and your questions coming. This has been the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, signing off.